preachers, reverend is not your name or title. Preachers, reverend is not your name or title. The brother read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6 today, but a passage that is relevant to today's lesson. And lest I go through this lesson and don't get the chance to have that passage read, read it for me, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6.
And these things, brethren.
And these things, brethren.
I have in a figure.
I have in a figure transferred
to myself and to Apollos.
I am applying it because of what you think of Apollos and me. I'm applying it to us.
For your sakes.
For your sake, for your benefit.
That he might learn.
That you might learn.
In us not to think of men above that which is written.
Read that again, that little part.
That
not to think of men above that which is
written.
Somebody didn't hear that, brother. Read it again.
That he might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written.
Okay, I hope that throughout the lesson I remember to bring this passage to bear upon the lesson again. For the past 3 or 4 weeks, every time to say this from my vantage point that I am, the brothers who are kind and helpful, those brothers like Brother Lam, who at every service they are there to sanitize our hands and to take our temperature. I'm appealing to them that whenever anyone comes that want to resist that, that in the kindest way you know how, in the nicest way, just explain to that man or woman that we appreciate their presence in our worship, but they cannot be permitted in the building if they will not allow their hands to be sanitized and their temperature to be taken. No quarrel, be nice to them. That in a simple one statement, we appreciate your presence in our worship. But we just cannot permit you inside the building if you do not submit to having your hands sanitized and your temperature taken. In the first lesson, we look on the fact that human ego and pride pose among the greatest danger to our eternal welfare and peace. Human ego and pride. It's not something that we think about, because the way pride works, it looks innocent. So we do not realize that a lot of our resist unto the will of God come as a result of our pride, our ego. Let me hear 1 Peter again 5, 5 and 6.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility.
Be clothed with humility. That's the opposite of pride. The Bible says, put it on, humility. Put it on like you put on your clothes. I pointed out in the first lesson that these highfalutin terms and religious names and titles that religious leaders use, they are the manifestation of pride. Names and titles such as Reverend, the Right Reverend, the Most Holy Right Reverend. God has never given sinful men those titles. As we will see in today's lesson, the word Reverend is used once in the total 66 books of the Bible. Once it is used. And today we are going to examine the context within which that word is used. But it was never used in reference to sinful man. It was never meant for sinful men and women. Reverend. These names are sinful manifestation of pride and ego. Do you know we do not have even one example? Did I say one? Not even one example of Reverend John the Baptist. Reverend St. Peter, Reverend St. Paul, not even one in the entire 27 books of the New Testament or the entire 66 books of the Bible, not even one. Has any of God's prophets, priests, preachers, elders, deacons, faithful men and women ever been given that title? In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, we are given guidance in respect to how to address each other. Wait. I said in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, inspiration. The Almighty God gave us guidance in respect to how we can address each other. Let us see now if he's going to tell us to address each other as Reverend Sister Mavis Crawford, our Reverend Brother Carl Mitchell. Let us see. Did I say 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2?
Yes.
Let us hear the passage.
Rebuke not an elder.
That's right.
But entreat him as a father.
That is deal. He's writing to a young preacher, Timothy. And he's telling Timothy how to relate to, address those who were elder, older than he was. Start again, brother.
Rebuke not an elder.
Uh-huh.
but entreat him as a father.
Deal with those who are older than you, Timothy, as father.
And the younger men as brethren.
Deal with the younger men when you address them. What are they?
Brethren.
Not reverend.
Brethren.
Reader.
The elder women as mothers.
The elder women as sister, reverend, etc.
As mothers.
As mothers.
The younger as sisters.
The younger women as sisters.
With all purity.
With all purity. Notice you have addressed them and deal with them, the older, like their father. Those who are within your age group, deal with them, address them like brother. The sisters are sisters. These highfalutin term, reverend, this and that. No, that is not for man. Are we all there? Brothers and sisters, they are honors, titles, and function belonging to others are belonging to God that we, sinful, frail, ignorant men and women, should never assume, arrogate to ourselves, or take unto ourselves. I repeat, they are honors, titles, and function which belong to other people, or belong to God, that we should never see to take them, arrogate them, or assume them for ourselves. A relevant passage, and this is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4 to verse 6. Let us hear it. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4 to verse 6. Let us hear it.
And no man taketh this honor unto himself.
What verse is that?
Verse 4.
Wait. Let me hear that again.
And no man taketh this honor unto himself.
Wait. Somebody didn't hear that. We are going to go further. The brother is in verse 4, and we are going to read to verse 6 to hear what the inspired apostle of Jesus Christ further have to say to us. But notice, no man taketh this
honor.
You remember what I said before the brother read, that there are certain honors, eh?
Yes.
There are certain titles, there are certain function. Either they belong to others or they belong to God, that we should not arrogate them, take them to ourselves, or assume that they are ours. And it is dealing with one here. No man taketh
this honor unto himself.
You don't just grab onto something that doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
Read on.
What? He that is called of God, as was Aaron.
Wait. It's dealing with the priesthood. And it's showing you that the honor of being a priest in God's business under the Levitical system, under the Old Testament system, that a man or woman did not take up the priesthood simply because, you know, it looked attractive to me, or simply because I like the priesthood. No, you do not just take up the priesthood on that basis. In fact, we are going to look on example, you know. We are going to look on some example. But I like how the inspired writer of Hebrews started. No man taketh this honor unto himself. You see, men and women are now taking up, they are now reverent. Who gave them that honor? It belongs only to God. So the priesthood, No man could go and make himself priest because he likes it. It is attractive or whatever. Read on.
So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today.
I wonder if you get the drift here. Even Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he had to be made when he subordinated himself to take upon himself humanity to redeem us from eternal condemnation, eternal hell. Jesus Christ did not arrogantly take upon himself the position of being our high priest. It comes from the Almighty God. Are we all there? Read on further, brother.
As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
So here it used Christ. And what is the principle here? You do not just take something because you like it. And especially God's business, God's prerogative. Reverend is God's prerogative. When we get to the passage, the one passage where it is used, we are going to see that it does not belong to man. No preacher is reverend. No church leader is reverend. No bishop, no priest, no pope is reverend. Wait. What we need to do is learn to be satisfied and be content with what God has given us and where he has placed us. They are usually grave, perilous consequences when men assume or arrogate to themselves honors, titles, and function which belong to God or which he gave to others. Let me repeat that and give a few examples. They are usually grave and perilous consequences when men or women assume, take, or arrogate to themselves honors and titles and position which belong to God or which belong to others. May I? You have people, look on this passage. We're not going to have time to discuss this passage, but it's interesting the extent to which man will go. It is the book of 2 Thessalonians, and it is chapter 2. And we want the brother to read from verse 3 to verse 6. I'm sorry that it's a very important passage. But it is showing the extent to which man will go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 3 to verse 6.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Wait. Simple statement. But important statement, don't permit yourself to be deceived. And this is talk about morally, religiously, spiritually. Don't let people deceive you. The fact that God has given us a map, a guidance, we should find time to study it and to acquaint ourselves with the will of God for us. Let no man deceive you. Read.
By any means.
By any means.
For that day shall not come, except there be come a failing away first, a falling away first.
It's talk about a particular day, and it says that day will not come except there is first
a falling away.
A falling away first. What is that, Brother Mitchell? People going far down? Falling away. That is when men drift from Jesus' truth.
That's right.
That's the falling away under consideration. Just if the Almighty God knew that men, after the apostle passed, men and women would drift away from the pure New Testament truth. And it was saying that day, be it the day of judgment or whatever, will not come unless this first takes place. Listen further.
And the man of sin.
The man of sin. Is that a person, Brother Mitchell? It's both a person and an institution. This passage is describing Roman Catholicism. That's right. I repeat. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to get into it. But let the brother read on. Listen. Notice, except the man of sin be read.
And the man of sin be revealed.
Be revealed.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. Read, read.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
You all hear that? This man of sin, son of perdition, he opposed and he exalt himself above all that is called God.
That's right.
Read on.
Or that is worshipped.
Or that is worshipped as God. Read on.
So that he as God sitteth.
So that he has God. He takes God's place. Wait. Are you following? This is true. Don't move from the passage. This passage is showing us the extent to which human pride will take him. Where man will go, where he begin to act like God. Read on, brother.
So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God.
Uh-huh.
Showing himself that he is God.
Uh-huh.
Remember ye not that when I was yet...
Paul is reminding the Thessalonians that they should remember that when he was personally with them, he pointed out that this man of sin going to come.
That's right.
And if somebody will remind me to have probably a 2-week study of this passage in our Wednesday night discussion in the near future. This is describing popism and Catholicism. Sit on the throne as God, acting like God. This shows the extent to which human pride, ego, and ignorance will take them. Ladies and gentlemen, let me run through this. I wanted to read these passages, but because there are some other things to be covered, what I'm showing here is that their honors, their titles, their function which belong to others are to God that we, frail, sinful, ignorant man should not take unto ourselves. Remember the passage in Hebrews which points out that no man taketh this honor unto himself. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram decided to take the priesthood.
God had given them their function. But they were not satisfied. Wait. These men were Levites. That's the tribe from which God stipulated that the priesthood should be taken. But God gave them their specific function. But they weren't satisfied. Watch here. They look on Moses and they look on Aaron. And they want to do the same work that Moses and Aaron were doing. Now, God gave Moses his job and Aaron his job. And he gave these three men, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, their function. Listen, Numbers chapter 16, quick, brother. Verse 16, chapter 16, verse 9.
Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel?
Wait, get this. Does it seem an insignificant, a small thing that God separated you
from the congregation?
From the congregation. What does that mean? The Almighty God gave you a honorable function. Separated you. You were distinguished from the job that God gave you. But you see, you are not satisfied. Read on.
To bring you near to himself.
To bring you near to himself.
To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord.
They had the function in the tabernacle, but they were not priests.
And to
God did not give them the priesthood. Even though they came from the tribe of the priesthood. But they had function in the tabernacle. Remember, the tabernacle represent the church. Read.
And to stand before the congregation to minister unto them.
Read on.
And he hath brought thee near to him.
God brought you near to him by the job he gave you. Read on.
And all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also.
And do you seek the priesthood also? You get it? You are not satisfied with what gave you. You showed discontent to the function and the honor God gave you. You are seeking another function which belonged to somebody else. The consequences which follow, brothers and sisters, is listed in verse. Quick, brother, I didn't intend to read it. 31 following verse, same verse. Quick.
And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words.
As Moses made an end of speaking all these words.
That the ground clave asunder.
The ground, the earth open.
That was under them.
The ground, the earth.
And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up.
I didn't know the earth has mouth, brother.
Yes.
Isn't that what it says here?
Yes.
The earth opened her mouth.
And swallowed them up.
And swallowed them up.
And their houses.
And their houses.
And all the men that appertained unto Korah.
Everything that belonged to them.
And all their gods.
Because God opened the earth. And the earth took them in with their family and their house. And everything. You know why? They were taking position, honor, and function to themselves that didn't belong to them. Can we go to another one? Let me just mention this. King Saul were told to wait until Samuel the prophet returned. Samuel would offer the sacrifice before the Israelite fight against the Philistine. Wait. That sacrifice was imperative. It must be offered to God before the war was fought. But it's like Samuel the prophet, who should offer the sacrifice, came at the 11th hour. Saul should still wait. You know why? It was not Saul's business or prerogative to offer the sacrifice. God had appointed the person or persons whom he wanted to offer the sacrifice. Did you know this is the main reason the Almighty God rejected Saul from being king? If you doubt me, when you get a chance, read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 8 to 14. We will not read that today because I need to move on. I'm just here showing that there are usually grave penalties, perilous penalties and consequences when we assume, arrogate, or take unto ourselves position and honors which belong to God or which God gave to other people. But here is another case. This is the third case. We did not worry read Saul. I just gave you the passage, but this one is about another king, King Uzziah. He took the priesthood function. Remember what I said? Be satisfied and be content with what God has given you to do and where he has placed you. Don't arrogate. Don't take to yourself honors, function, title that doesn't belong to you. It carries consequences, either here or here and hereafter. King Uzziah took the priesthood function. That's another man. No, wait. What is surprising? The Bible points out that this man initially was a good king. Let us run to it, brother. Second Chronicles. It is chapter 26 and verse 1 through verse 4.
Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king.
Y'all hear that? His daddy died, his father was king, his successor. He was only 16 years old when his father died. And Judah took him and anointed him as king. Read.
In the room of his father, Amaziah.
Read.
He built Eloth and restored it to Judah.
Wait. All these now, it's listing some positive, some right things that he did. Read.
After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign.
Mm-hmm.
And he reigned 52 years.
You all hear that? He reigned 52 years. What verse is that?
Still 3.
Read on.
His mother's name was Jecoliah, mm-hmm, of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
Wait, before you go to verse 6, brother, don't read verse 5 because of time. All that it is telling you here is there are positive things about this man. Listen, verse 6.
And he went forth and warred against the Philistines,
mm-hmm,
and break down the wall of Gath,
mm-hmm,
and the wall.
Remember, Gath is associated with Samson. Read on.
And the wall of Jabneh,
mm-hmm,
and the wall of Ashdod,
mm-hmm,
and built cities about Ashdod mm-hmm. and among the Philistines.
So all these are great accomplishments. Read verse 11.
Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men
mm-hmm.
that went out to war by bands.
He had a host of fighting men. Verse 11, 12, 13, and 14 tell you of the numbers, how large an army he had. I'm getting up to something here, you know. Remember all of last week's lesson was on pride?
That's right.
Why did I spend so much time on it? Because it is, as I pointed out, it is our ego and pride that make us want to bestow on ourselves names, titles, and honor that belong to the Almighty God. That's pride. It's terrible. The Bible says that the Almighty God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. There are people right in this audience who may have God fighting against them morning, noon, and night. You mean right in this audience, Brother Mitchell? Yes. We must make sure we are humble people.
That's right.
Before God.
That's right.
Because of all the person you do not want to be fighting against you, frustrating you every step of the way, it's the Almighty God.
That's right.
But Brother Mitchell, you're not finished with King Uzziah. No, sorry. So let's get back to him. So we hear some positive thing. Let me hear verse 16 following, brother.
But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up.
When he was what, brother?
Strong.
He was what?
Strong.
This is in reference. It's like saying when he was rich. It's like saying when he had a lot of money. In this case, he had a large, effective army. Huh? He felt secure. Are we all there?
That's right.
And felt he could do almost anything.
That's right.
So when he was strong,
his heart was lifted up to his destruction.
Wait. The word, his heart was lifted up. That's another way in talking about his pride. Are we all there? It can come by things we have, our education, our money, the people we know, the house we have. And pride can come from all sorts of things.
That's right.
But it is destructive. It comes between us and God, and it comes between us and man.
That's right.
Pride. We must be humble. When he was strong,
his heart was lifted up.
His heart was lifted up.
To his destruction.
To his destruction. Didn't I hear the Bible tells me that pride goeth before destruction?
That's right.
It is pride that caused church leaders to crave these names, Reverend, Right Reverend, the Most Holy Reverend. Where did we get those from? Paul has never been called a reverend.
That's right.
Neither Peter.
That's right.
Read on, brother.
For he transgressed against the Lord his God.
Uh-huh.
And went into the temple of the
Lord. Watch here now. He went into the temple of God.
To burn incense upon the altar of incense.
Brother Mitchell, then burning incense isn't a good thing, yes, but not for him.
That's right.
Incense was to be burned by the priest.
That's right.
He was a king, and he just felt that because he was a king, he could do anything.
That's right.
No, you cannot do anything if God does not place you there.
Amen.
Read on, brother, quick.
And Azariah the priest went after him. And with him, 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king.
Wait. It's good when somebody have the courage and the knowledge to take a stand.
That's right.
The priest knew that this offering of incense was their job.
That's right.
And they took a stand against the king, said, Like, you can't do that. That's not your job. That's not your function. That's not your honor. Read on, brother.
It appertaineth not unto thee.
It doesn't belong to you.
That's right.
Wait. Reverend appertaineth not unto man.
That's right.
That means it does not belong to you. Read on, brother.
Isaiah. To burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron.
Y'all hear that? That's plain. That position, that function you are performing, it does not belong to you, it belongs to the priest.
That's right.
God make it like that. Read on, brother.
That are consecrated to
burn
incense.
They are consecrated to that position. Read on.
Go out of the sanctuary.
Get out of the sanctuary. You do not belong here. Wait. That's the king. But he was encroaching on a function or position that doesn't belong to him. Bible says, no man taketh this honor unto himself. Read on, brother.
For thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God.
You're not going to get any honor from God for doing this. You have trespassed. Read on.
Then Uzziah was wroth.
He was vexed.
And had a censer in his hand.
To burn incense.
And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest.
Wait, you get this? While he was vexed with the priest, who corrected him, pointing out to him that that honor, that function was not his. He was vexed and he had the instrument in his hand to offer the incense. Leprosy miraculously, instantaneously break out. And you know what? The leprosy didn't break out on his feet or on his hand. It break out in his forehead. You know who happened there? God.
That's right.
Read on a little more.
In his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead.
When they look at him, they saw the leprosy breaking out. We are down to where we will close in a few minutes, but you need to make sure you get this. Here is a man who was taking unto himself function, honor, that didn't belong to him. God never takes kindly to something like that.
That's right.
When men and women take up the name Reverend, used once in the Bible, and used only in reference to God, and men and women today is taking it. I said it is a manifestation of sinful pride. Read a little more quick, brother.
And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death.
You all hear that? He remained a leper until he died. What a sad thing.
Right.
Notice all the fine things that were said about the man when he started reign. He did some wonderful thing. But he permitted pride to overtake him. Brothers and sisters, I was trying hard to finish this lesson today, but there are some very important, there's one more case. There are five cases I have to share with you of people who arrogate, take unto themselves function, honors,
titles that didn't belong to them, and terrible consequences usually follow. There is one more, but we will not. Well, two more. I shared with you three. We will not take up the other two today. Plus, we will not get to go to the passage and look on the context. You see, brothers, when we come to the passage where the word reverend is used, we're not just going to look at that one verse. We're going to look at some verses preceding that verse. And it will be clear that the entire passage is talking about reverencing, honoring, worshiping, praising God, and everything in the passage is about God, not about man. For any man or woman to take, hear the word reverend you, and they never ask themselves, is that name applicable to me as a human being? No, they don't ask themselves that. Probably it sounds nice to them. Probably it sounds honorable to them. Brothers and sisters, it's not honorable if it's going to send us to hell. That which belongs to God belongs to God. But come next week when we complete this lesson, when we will look on the context, we will look on a few more cases. We will look. And why is it that there were so many name change under the Old Testament system? Why is it that so many people's name were changed by God? That relates to the lesson. Because name was not simply given to identify a person. Name was given to give you information about the person's character and ways.
That's right.
Oh Lord, I wish I had the time to get into this, but next week, Sunday, if God is willing. Honors which belong to God. The Bible says, in respect to the priesthood, no man taketh this honor unto himself, telling us there are certain honors that we should never take to ourselves because they do not belong to us. The honor of being reverend belong only to the Almighty God. Next week you will learn more on this. In the meantime,